Hello, Saints. So today I'm going to be reading a psalm for you, Psalm 18. And it was actually hailing where I was today, and where my brother and sister were as well. You can actually see a video of the hail on their edification page today, don'tperish.com. And I just want to read Psalm 18, and I want to see if you can catch the verse that came to my mind. I'll tell you afterwards, but I'm going to see if you can catch it. And Psalm 18 is an awesome psalm, so I just thought I'd read it in its entirety. So Psalm 18. And the intro says, "To the chief musician, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spake unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, and from the hand of Saul. And he said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations also of the hills moved and were shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also, and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His pavilion round about him were dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and he shot out lightnings and discomfited them. Then the channels of water were seen, and the foundations of the world were discovered at thy rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of thy nostrils. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength, and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds feet, and setteth me upon my high places. He teacheth my hands to war, so that a bow of steel is broken by mine arms. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I have pursued mine enemies and overtaken them, neither did I turn again till they were consumed. I have wounded them that they were not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save them, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Then did I beat them small as the dust before the wind. I did cast them out as the dirt in the streets. Thou hast delivered me from the strivings of the people, and thou hast made me the head of the heathen. A people whom I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they shall obey me. The strangers shall submit themselves unto me. The strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me and subdueth the people under me. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and to his seed forevermore. So that was Psalm 18, and the verse that came to mind when it was hailing outside today was verse 13 and actually 12 and 13. Let me read those. At the brightness that was before him, his thick clouds passed, hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. I love when David and the psalmists repeat those things. There's a few other verses. Let me look that up, where David repeats things. One's coming to mind here. Yeah, Psalm 130, verse 6. This one's a good one, too. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say, more than they that watch for the morning. I like how the psalmist just, they repeat things and they make an emphasis on things. I'm trying to remember, there's one more spot. Oh, there's this one. Yeah, Psalm 24. We'll start at verse 7. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. That's just a couple examples of the repeats you find in the Psalms, and it makes an emphasis on the Lord and his glory, and how the psalmist, whoever's writing it, whether it be David or one of the other psalmists, really want to make an emphasis on what they're saying. And those hailstones and coals of fire just came to my mind today because it was hailing. Hail is such a destructive force, and beautiful red skies afterwards. I got a picture of them And the Lord is just mighty, and he controls all of it. I believe there's one. There's a good one. Let me see if I can find it. Command quickly. Psalm 147:15. Let's see if this is it. Yeah, this is it. So Psalm 147:15. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Well, that's like hail. Who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters flow. I like that portion too, because everything that happens in the world can only happen if the Lord allows it. The Lord commands it to be done. The Lord allows it to continue. So just like that hail that came by me today, give God glory for it, because that could only happen by the word of his mouth, by his commandment, and by his allowance of it to happen. And I think that's really cool. The Lord is in control of everything. And I just wanted to read that psalm today. I thought it was an awesome psalm. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are. And God be praised.